This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Afghan authorities said Wednesday that a bombing attack that targeted Afghanistan's acting defense minister killed at least 8 people and wounded 20. The deputy minister was not hurt in the attack claimed by Taliban insurgents. The blast went off late Tuesday in a heavily guarded upscale neighborhood of the capital of Kabul. It was followed by a gun battle that also left 4 militants dead, authorities said. The interior minister spokesperson said the casualty toll could rise, and a Taliban spokesperson in a statement Wednesday claimed responsibility for the attack. The British Navy is warned of a potential hijack of a ship off the coast of the United Arab Emirates in the Gulf of Oman without elaborating. The incident Tuesday night comes amid heightened tensions between Iran and the West over its tattered nuclear deal and as commercial shipping in the region has found itself in the crosshairs over it. U.S. President Joe Biden chides Republican governors who are resisting virus mitigation rules. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has found legal authority for President Biden to declare a new 60-day eviction moratorium for areas where some 90% of the people live. The decision follows a 5-day protest by Missouri Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush and others on the steps of the Capitol building.
Stand up and speak for those who are oftentimes saying, "Who speaks for me? Who speaks for me? Who listens?"
The rent crisis continued despite Congress providing some $47 billion in relief. The vast majority of the money has yet to get to renters and their landlords to stave off looming evictions. Tim McGuire, Washington.
If you'd like to know more about these or any of the stories of the day, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News.